In this giddy, championship-driven era of the Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, New England Patriots, and the Big Three Boston Celtics, and the two-time World Series champion Boston Red Sox, it may be hard for younger generations of Boston sports fans to imagine 4 decades ago when the Bruins monopolized the local sports imagination. But they once did, as WBUR's Gary Wallach reminds us.
By day, we played street hockey in the burgeoning suburb northwest of Boston. We were festooned in spoked bees. We played all 4 seasons in any kind of weather. If parents minded the symphony of plastic blades scraping asphalt, or the startling boom when puck hit house, we never heard about it. The black and gold tornado paused only for traffic and for nightfall. The really good days were capped by a Bruins game on Channel 38. UHF antennas required adjustment so that the names on jerseys were legible and so we could understand every word Fred Cusick and Johnny Pearson said. If a late game pushed past bedtime, a portable transistor radio was smuggled under the covers. There was no sound like Bob Wilson's wide basso profundo squeezing through a narrow 2-inch speaker when the Bruins scored, which they did a lot of in winning the Stanley Cup in 1970 and in 1972. And the Bruins were near to us in other ways. We knew Bruins head coach Tom Johnson was real because we passed his house every day on the school bus. Rumors circulated that Bobby Orr, the game's greatest player, lived in our town. We looked for him everywhere, but we never found him. But something happened after that 1972 championship. As the mid-70s approached, the Celtics and the Red Sox became championship caliber, while the Bruins were mere contenders. Attention turned to rock music, girls, and teams that won titles. Bobby Orr left for Chicago. Phil Esposito was traded to New York. The spoked black and gold dream had ended. But spokes are part of a wheel, and wheels turn. The 2011 Bruins, though not yet as successful or charismatic as the big bad editions of the early 70s, are pretty likable and very talented. If they end up winning it all tonight, it could remind us, if only a little, of the wonder we felt when the Bruins could do no wrong and everything else came second.
Gary Wallach produces Only a Game, which airs on WBUR each Saturday at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m.